18th parak of Oyalos, first mission of Kates and Boysen Beis HaPras. We have a vineyard that is in this Beis HaPras that has Tumat Rabbanon because of the concern of crushed bones of a dead body. So how could you pick it in a fashion that it will remain Tohar? So Mazal Mal Odom Al HaKelim, the Shogim. First of all, you matire the person and the Kelim that you're going to use to pick and put the these grapes into. Then you pick it and you remove the clean and the grape from this area. And somebody else takes it to crush it. The idea behind it is when it's picked in the beginning, the ricin was not kabel tumen. The Rabbanan, they did say that the second you pick something to make wine out of it is mekabel tumen, but with the rice it's not. And Leila, this chumra that they said that the second you pick it, it's mekabel tumen, even though you really did not, in order for things normally to be mekabel tumen, it has to come in contact with the liquid. This did not yet come to contact with the liquid. It will turn into wine later, but not yet. So this tumen Rabbanan, we're not goyzer on a case where the only tumen it's going to receive is from this basic class, is also the Rabbanan. So therefore, as long as they took it out of the vineyard and the person who took it out was tahor, then we're all right. Because only the shash of tumas beis hapras, and they give it to other people. It did not go into the beis hapras, so they're completely tahor, and they receive these kelim, and they bring it to the place where the grapes will be crushed. The reason why the first person doesn't bring it to the place where the grapes will be crushed, because the first person has tumas derabanan beis hapras. And once the grapes are crushed in the Makabel Tumah Daraisa, then the person who went into the Beis HaPras will be Matamet Midrabbanon. So if you have the two Drabbanons, that the Hechsher itself of the grapes is Drabbanon and the Beis HaPras Drabbanon is not Makabel Tumah. But if you are on one of the two, then it would be Makabel Tumah. In Nogel Be'elu Tumei and Gedir Be'sil. Be'sil holds that if the two people touched one another, then the first people will be Matamet other people and back to square one. B'sham yomim oiches zamayul besiv. B'sham yomim oiches v'magul besiv. B'sham is more stringent than besil. And B'sham says that even though this is a tumid rabbanon, it is machsher. The grapes are considered susceptible to tumah because of this concept of harvesting for making wine. It's a makabel tumah. And therefore, we have a problem. That since the person in the Beis HaPras is Tomei Midrabbanan, he touches this grape, he'll be Metamed him. So therefore, the only Eitzah is he has to harvest with a sieve, with a natural piece of wooden fiber, which is not a Makabel Tumah, a Beitzah B'Tzor, or uses a stone. And then he puts into this big kli, which also is made in a fashion that's not makabel tumah, and moichel gas. In other words, when he takes it out, there can't be any contact between the person and the kelim, because the person that came with tumah tumah drabbanan of beis hapras, according to Vishami, these grapes are ready to be makabel tumah drabbanan. So the only way to do it is the person should not touch it, and it should be cut with kelim that are not makabel tumah. Amar Rabbi Yosi v'metu mabulim bekel shenasa beis hapras. This whole halacha that we are lenient according to Beisilim is only talking about if he planted it and afterwards there was some grape that was plowed there. I'm like, Chila planted his vineyard in a Beis HaPras, they didn't make any leniencies on him, and therefore he has no way of using it. The Tayyar, he just sells it to people that are going to drink it at the Tumah.